From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says the Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed on August 24th in Raqqa, Syria. Here's U.S. Central Command spokesperson Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday to mark 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at a high school where he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. Former president praised the New Orleans resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today. We see the spirit of the population that is ticked back up as families settle back down.
Mr. Bush was president on August the 29th, 2005, when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. His administration was roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response. Also in the news, United Nations Security Council says it's ready to impose sanctions on South Sudan's warring factions if they do not fully implement a new peace agreement. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir ordered the army to halt a military operation on Thursday before a full ceasefire goes into effect today. This is VOA News.